one of the meatiest hegiao I've ever had the pleasure of biting into. So what makes a bowl of bak chor mee and fishball hegiao soup so special? Well, when it is made by someone entirely unexpected. Jeevanandan and his wife May have been transcending Singaporean cultures to feed the hungry residents of their beloved heartland here in Toa Payoh. And I'm just about to try their signature dish. In this bowl, we have the mee pok, along with the homemade trio of fish cake, fish balls, and fish dumplings. Then you have the bak chor, or minced pork, and sliced pork, and stewed mushrooms. And underneath, the secret sauce with lots of lard. So the first thing I have to do is toss it up in the sauce that really holds everything together. Let's try a little bit of the noodle. Tang from the black vinegar. And he did warn me that his chili is spicy. It is, but in a really good way. Okay, we have a little bit of everything in their signature bowl. Sliced pork. And on top of that, you've got bouncy fish balls and my absolute favorite, because it's so difficult to get right, fish dumplings or hegiao. Look at the size of it. Oh. This is one meaty bite. One of the meatiest hegiao I've ever had the pleasure of biting into. Look at that. Ooh, and I cannot forget fish cake. This piece looks amazing because it's on the end, so it's fried, the skin. It's got that extra chewiness that I absolutely love. Time to assemble the perfect bite. Noodles. Gotta get stewed mushroom, sliced pork, the fish cake goes on, a little bit of crispy lard, and then a few pieces of the minced pork. Clearly this is not going to fit on this spoon. Okay, I'm very excited. Oh. I get it now why Jeevan and May are just so determined to preserve traditional Singaporean food. And the kopitiam is that one unifying denominator that brings all Singaporean cultures together over a meal. They may be young and they may not be whom you expect serving you bak chor mee, but they're not all about style. They've certainly got the substance to back it up.